Good news. The iconic Grammy-nominated hip-hop star, Slick Rick, Rick the Ruler, is kicking off his victory tour celebration, and he has earned his U.S. citizenship after a 23-year protected legal process, protracted legal process, rather. Slick Rick, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
The most sample rapper ever.
Yeah, well, you know, can you say, huh?
All right, you were born in Britain.
Yes.
You moved to the U.S. at age 11.
Yes.
And you reside in the Bronx.
Yes.
And then one day you went on a cruise.
Yacht cruise, yes.
And you weren't supposed to go out the country?
They said something about international waters, self-deportation. So it's like some legal mumbo-jumbo stuff. You got to understand laws and stuff like that. But they said, like if you have an immigration situation where you go out into international waters and come back, they could claim that you self-deported yourself.
Uh-huh.
Something like that. So that was what they were saying at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But how long were you detained?
Well, at that particular time, I was detained for like about a year and a half, give or take.
You were in prison for a year and a half?
Yeah.
For that?
Yes.
For going on the Fantastic
Voyage. Because Tom Joyner.
Yes. Well, it was Tom.
Tom still ain't apologized. He still ain't saying sorry.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Rick.
He still ain't saying sorry.
It's not my fault. You just heard the man say it's not my fault.
Tom went home and went to sleep, and you had a dude four hots in the car.
Yeah, you know. Exactly.
You didn't shank anybody while you was in there, did you?
No, thank goodness, you know. Just maintain one day at a time, you know. Stay to yourself.
Great.
You know the rules and regulations.
That's good.
Stay unnoticeable.
Well, you sound like a navigation system, so you don't have to worry about it.
Exactly.
Nobody. You sound so nice and clear. Ain't nobody going. Anybody, they be like, you sound so educated, I would not want to shank him.
So, Slick Rick, when you come out on stage, as before, do you still have the big crown and the king's chair?
I lowered it a little bit, you know what I mean?
The jewelry?
Yeah, well, the jewels, yeah, you got to have the flash, you know? So you got the flash, the clothes, you know, a little swag, and, you know, a little soul train movements, you know what I mean?
And the patch over your eye.
And the patch give it a little, you know, mystique.
Now, what is it? Is the patch just for show, or did you lose your eye?
No, I lost my eye when I was 1 year old, a year and a half, 18 months old. So, you know, took a while to figure out what to do. You know, it wasn't really as bad as it got. You know, so eventually, just instead of trying to get contact lenses and cosmetic surgery and stuff, just put the patch on and call it a day.
Now, LaVell Crawford wants to know, who came first, Slick Rick or Dana Dane?
Oh, that's a good one. I came first, and then Dana came second, and then I came after him again like that.
Rick the Ruler.
Oh. So you was the originator, so Danny Dane snatched from you, right?
Well, we was in a group together in high school, so we pretty much was like a team, like Run DMC and stuff like that. So it was
he from? Is he from England too? The UK too?
Nah, he's from Fort Greene, Brooklyn.
Close.
See, that's what I'm saying. He snatched your accent. He stole your accent too. He need to apologize to you too, and then. Tom need to say sorry. He didn't need to bring up your patch. That your patch is your business. He was on a cruise, and you look at you was the only one to be supposed to be on that cruise because you look like a pirate. So you should have gone. Hey, you know, and I, I'm gonna tell you, Slick Rick. I met you a long time ago. You probably don't remember, but we was in the belly room at the Comedy Store, and some comedian. I ain't gonna even blast his name. He had said something rude to ask you about your patch on your eye, and it made me mad because you one of my rap heroes. And I went up on stage and I blazed him for you.
Thank you.
Because I hate it. You were so classy though. You told what was wrong with your eye, just like you told Tom. You just so honest. That, like, you just told. I didn't understand. I was like, Slick, don't tell them nothing.
So tomorrow.
The
tour kicks off in Columbus, Ohio. And then you go Omaha, Springfield, Kansas City, Houston, St. Louis, Cleveland.
Wow.
And it goes on and on. Congratulations.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
Love you, Slick. Love you, Slick Rick.
Slick Rick.
Thank you,
Lavelle. Uncle Ricky.
Oh, really? Tell me a story.
Tell me a bedtime story.
Well, once upon a time, it's too early, Civil.